throughout history, not just in our times, people who are in some way engaged in exerting power. So it's not uncommon for major drug traffickers to have private zoos with these types of animals. It's something that William Randolph Hearst had. He had his own private zoo that eventually became Fleischacker Zoo and now the San Francisco Zoo. It's not uncommon with people who we might not want to spend time at a cocktail party, like the guy who is the dictator in Chechnya. In another category are the eccentrics, like a woman in Pahrumpf, Nevada, who has an array of tigers and a lion. It was bizarre to go there to her place out in the desert and watch her interact with Bam Bam, the 500 or 600-pound lion. They're not sure how much he weighs because they don't have a scale that'll go up that high.